listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and joining me today is our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. We are continuing in the study, How to Build Your Life on God's Word. And what we've studied so far absolutely helps us to do that. Today's session, and this is session 4, is Meditate on God's Word. You know, researchers contend that we are exposed to anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000 messages a day. We face the constant barrage of messages, vying for our thoughts, vying for our attention. But how many of them actually are worth our time and are actually important? By contrast, everything in God's Word is worthy of our time. We benefit greatly when we think about, when we meditate on the truths of God's Word. And so that's what this session is all about as we look at meditate on God's Word. The passage is Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll look at Philippians 4. Verses 8 and 9.
All right. So our point for today is saturating our minds with scripture keeps us focused on the things of God. So why is meditation so important for believers? First, it makes us fruitful. Let's read Psalm 1, starting at verse number 1. How happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside flowing streams that bears its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. So there it is. It makes us fruitful. And so it compares the lives of those who walk. You know, we could walk in the counsel of the wicked. We could stand in the way of sinners. We could sit with the company of mockers, but instead we delight in the Lord's instruction and meditate on it. Meditate on it day and night. So meditation is really this idea of thinking about it over and over again, keeping it in our minds and in our thoughts, thinking about how it applies to many different aspects of our lives. And so there are so many things that come through our minds and in our sights, but regardless of how many distractions there are in life, this text reminds us that if we will meditate on the Word of God, we can be like a tree, come on, solid, drawing our strength from the river of God and having leaves that prosper. And so isn't that what a person really wants? And meditation on the Word of God makes us fruitful just like that. What are you seeing, Christina?
Right, Mark. And when a tree is securely planted and has the necessary nutrients and plenty of water, it is able to produce fruit. And we know what that's all about. So, you know, that tree that we become is because, as you said, we have been feeding on the Word of God and we have been thinking about it and holding it in our hearts. Now, one thing to point out here, too, is that there's other ways to meditate out there. You know, there is a Eastern meditation and then, of course, the meditation that we're talking about. So there's a difference. In Eastern meditation, you are asked to empty your mind. And just they even guide you to put space in your mind so that there's nothing there. There are benefits to that. You know, it calms you and things like that, but it's not what we need to do right here. And that's not what we're being asked to do. We're talking about thinking on the truths in Scripture, the Word of God, so that those things that we're thinking about will have an effect on us. And the psalmist pointed those out, that we will delight in the Lord's instruction and that we will be like a tree. You know, that suggests permanence, a solid standing that we'll have if we begin to think on those things and allow them to become a part of who we are.
All right. So one, it helps us to be fruitful. Second, it keeps us fastened to God. Let's look at this next section, starting at verse number 4. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand up the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. And so there it is. What happens when we don't spend time meditating in the Word of God? We get unfastened. And so the meditation keeps us fastened. It says that those that aren't focused in the Word of God like this become like chaff. The little, light, worthless embers that just get blown away in the wind. Nothing to them. And that's why the sinners will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Ultimately, the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. He guides us. That's why we meditate on his word, because he's watching over and guiding us in the way of the righteous. But when you choose to do your own thing, go your own way, think your own mind, it says the way of the wicked leads to ruin. So this is an important thought for us. Keep fastened to God. What are you thinking, Christina?
Right. Stay fastened and, you know, keep in mind that image of permanence that we have when we're meditating. We gain this as we meditate on the Word of God. But in contrast, the wicked, you know, they are blown away. They're like chaff that's blown away in the wind. And so this is a useless part of the grain. So the wicked are useless. And they're not able to stand, and they will be separated, you know, in judgment. They'll be separated and not allowed to remain with those who have chosen to follow Christ. So when you think about wicked, you know, this is a way to study, you know, as we go deeper. The wicked means that those who violate God's covenant. You know, this was in the commentary, so just a little tidbit here to help you to go deeper. And then when you think about sinners are those who miss the mark. And then mockers are those who not only violate God's covenant, but also ridicule those who obey God. So those may help us when we're thinking about the fact that they're useless when they don't choose to practice the spiritual discipline of meditation, which we are learning here, will help us to become permanent in our stand for God and permanent in what God has called us to do.
All right, so now let's look at the third thing. It makes us fruitful. Meditation keeps us fastened to God, and it gives us peace in our lives. So we're moving now to Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. So there it is. It just reminds us to focus our mind on the right things, right? So when you focus on negative things, you get negative ideas, negative thoughts, negative feelings. But when you focus on the right things, we get answers, we get solutions, we get things that help us, and ultimately we get peace. Think about what's true, honorable, just, right? So this is not like those who just always trying to find out what's wrong, right? What's pure, what's lovely, what's commendable. Not those who just try to find ways to tear people down. If there's any moral excellence or anything praiseworthy, he said, just dwell on that. And if you do that, God, the God of peace, will be with you, right? There's nothing like that. So peace, remember, is not the cessation of all kinds of activity going on. It simply reminds us that God can give us a certain serenity in the middle of everything else that's happening. Peace in the middle of a storm. What are you seeing, Christina?
You know, that peace is wonderful, a wonderful result of meditation. And that's what Paul is doing here. He's helping us to understand, and he's driving home the results. We already looked at it in the psalmist, you know, when he talked about becoming a tree, but now we look at the peace that we obtain because we meditate. And it's really good that he gives us a list or some categories on what to meditate on. He said, dwell on these things. Because remember, ultimately, we are trying to grow in our walk with God. So the goal of our meditating, our learning, is to be transformed. And that means that we change our attitudes, our characteristics, and so forth. And a lot of our changes, we can't do ourselves. We need the power of God working in us to make spiritual changes. So meditation is that power that we allow to penetrate our minds, penetrate our hearts, so that we can become godly in our character, and so that we can lovingly serve Him and serve others as He has called us to do. Meditation is an important spiritual discipline that we need to practice.
All right, what a great study this is. What a great study. And so if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a few moments, because Christina's going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip for today. But I want you to know everybody needs to get their copy of the You Bible Study. You can find it at lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our Urban Cultural Forward Bible Study. Comes in paper and digital formats. Teacher's guide is in the back of the book. And it has daily devotional guides to keep you engaged in the Word of God every single day. It has a leader's pack that goes along with the study, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so there's something for everybody. Come on, Christina, and give us our tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip today is time management. And this may be a little convicting, but I think it's important. Take account of all the time that you spend on social media, watching television, looking at text messages and reading emails and the whole gamut as you look at your technology. Consider how much time you spend meditating on the word of God, as you know, include that in it. If you spend more time on anything more than you do God's word, pray. Just pray about it and ask God to direct you to manage your time better so that you can spend more time with Him and His word. That's even convicting to me as I'm reading this. This is a challenge that you can give to your learners. Encourage them to include meditation as one of their spiritual disciplines. This needs to be practiced every single day. That's how important it is. So take time to evaluate your time and to manage that time a little better.
All right, this is great. So, friend, join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.